The next word is defense. The Russian sentences. Он защищал свою страну от врагов. Breakdown. Он. Он. Pronounced, on, he, nominative case, subject of the sentence защищал. Защищал. Pronounced, защищал, was defending, imperfect past tense, masculine singular svou. Свою. Pronounced, svou, his or her slash its, possessive adjective, feminine singular, accusative case strану. Strану. Pronounced, stranu, country, feminine, accusative case, direct object or ot. Pronounced, ot, from, preposition verage or ver. Vragov. Pronounced, vragov, enemies, plural, genitive case. Key concepts. Case. Russian nouns and adjectives change form depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. Here, estranu, stranu, and verage or ver. Vragov. Are in the accusative case because they are direct objects. Gender. Russian nouns are either masculine, feminine or neuter, and this affects the form of adjectives that describe them. Here, the possessive adjective svou, svou, is feminine because it modifies the feminine noun stranu, stranu. Tense. The verb защищал, защищал, is in the imperfect past tense, which is used to describe actions that were ongoing or repeated in the past. Variations. The verb защищать, защищать, pronounced защищать, can also be used in other tenses. Present tense, защищаете, защищает, pronounced защищает, is defending future tense. Будете защищать, будет защищать. Pronounced, будет защищать, will defend the noun or оборона. Оборона. Pronounced, оборона, means, defense, and could be used in place of the verb. Оборона стране. Оборона страны. Pronounced, оборона страны, the defense of the country. Translation. He was defending his country from enemies. Defense. Защита. Pronounced, защита, defense. Оборона. Pronounced, оборона. The next word is nuclear. English. The nuclear reactor is a powerful source of energy. Russian. Ядерный. Richter, мощный источник энергии. Breakdown. Ядерный. Ядерный. Nuclear. This is the adjective form of the noun. Ядро. Ядро. Nucleus. The stress in this word is on the second syllable. Pronunciation. Ядерный реактор. Richter. Reactor. The stress is on the first syllable. Pronunciation. Реакторы мощные. Мощные. Powerful. The stress is on the second syllable. Pronunciation. Источник. Source. The stress is on the first syllable. Pronunciation. Источник энергии. Энергии. Of energy. This is the genitive case of the noun. Энергия. Энергия. Energy. The stress is on the second syllable. Pronunciation. Энергии. Variations. Ядерный. iodine, can also be used as a noun, meaning nucleus. Key concepts. The genitive case is used to indicate possession or belonging. The stress in Russian words is often unpredictable, so it is important to learn the stress pattern for each word. English translation. Nuclear reactor, powerful source of energy. The next word is two. The word, two, in English can be used in a variety of ways, often as an adverb. In Russian, there are two primary ways to translate, two. S-L-I-S-H-K-O-M. Slishkom. Pronounced S-L-I-S-H-K-O-M, this word is used to express an excessive amount of something. T-A-K-J-E. Takže. Pronounced takže, this word is used to express something in addition to something else. Here are two sentences that use both translations of two in Russian. Sentence 1. The soup is too salty. Russian. Суп слишком соленый. Pronounced soup slishkom soleny, breakdown. Soup. Pronounced soup, soup. Слишком. Pronounced slishkom, too. Соленый. Pronounced soleny, salty. Sentence 2. I like to eat apples, and I like to eat pears too. Russian. Я люблю есть яблоки. И также я люблю есть груши. Pronounced, я люблю есть яблоки. I также я люблю есть груши. Breakdown. Я. Pronounced, я, I. Люблю. Pronounced, люблю, love. Есть. Pronounced, yes, to eat. Яблоки. Pronounced, яблоки, apples. И. Pronounced, I, and. Также. Pronounced, также, also. Я. Pronounced, я, I. Люблю. Pronounced, люблю, love. Есть. Pronounced, yes, to eat. Груши. Pronounced, brushy, pears. Key concepts. The word. Слишком. Pronounced, S-L-I-S-H-K-O-M, is an adverb that modifies the adjective, salty. The word. Также. Pronounced, также, is an adverb that connects the two clauses of the sentence. Both sentences use the Russian word for, to eat, which is. Есть. Pronounced, yest, which can be confusing, since it's spelled and pronounced the same as, to be, in the present tense. You have to pay attention to context. Translation of words. 2. Слишком. S-L-I-S-H-K-O-M, or. Также. Также, salty. Соленый. Соленый, soup. Soup. Soup, apple. Яблоко. Яблоко, pear. Груша. Russia. The next word is you. The word, you, in English has a few variations depending on the context and formality. In Russian, however, there is only one form for you, regardless of formality, and it is ты. Pronounced ты. Here's a simple sentence using ты. Ты. Хороший. Человек. Ты. Ты, you, subject of the sentence. Хороший. Хороший, good, adjective describing the subject. Человек. Человек, person, noun, object of the sentence. Translation. You are a good person. Key concept. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the nominative case for ты as the subject. Variations. Ты умный. You are smart. Ты caressingly. You are beautiful. 2. Monotory. You are young. Remember, while. 2. Is used for all forms of you. The proper way to address someone depends on context and formality. It's best to use 2 only with close friends or family. The next word is scale. The word shkala, S-H-K-A-L-A, is the most common Russian word for scale. This noun is feminine and can be used in many different contexts. For example, shkala, S-H-K-A-L-A, temperaturu, temperaturi, the temperature scale. Shkala, S-H-K-A-L-A, otsenki, otsenkai, the grading scale. It can also refer to the scale of a map, or the scale of a musical instrument. Sentence. На этой шкале. На этой шкале. Измеряется. Измеряется. Давление. Давление. Breakdown. На. On. At. Этой. Этой. This. Feminine. Шкале. Шкале. Scale. Измеряется. Измеряется, is measured, impersonal. Давление. Давление, pressure. Translation. On this scale, pressure is measured. Word and pronunciation. Scale. Шкала. Шкала. The next word is driver. The word driver in Russian is водитель. Pronounced водитель. Let's construct a simple sentence using it. Водитель. Винет. Машину. Водитель. Водитель, driver. Винет. Винает, drives. Машину. Машину, car. Translation. The driver is driving the car. Breakdown. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb, to drive. Вести. Вести. The present tense conjugation of Вести. Is Я еду. Я веду, I drive. Ты ведешь. Ты ведешь, you drive. Он слэш она слэш она ведет. On slash owner ведает, he slash she slash it drives. Мы ведем. My ведаем, we drive. Вы ведете. My ведете, you, plural, drive. Они ведут. Они ведут, they drive. Memorization tip. Notice that the verb endings change depending on the person and number of the subject. Focus on the endings to help you remember the conjugations. Pronunciation guide. Водитель. Водитель, stress on the second syllable, the I, sounds like the E in C. Виньет. Виньет, stress on the second syllable, the E, sounds like the E in bed. Машину. Машину, stress on the first syllable, the I, sounds like the E in C. The next word is ball. The word ball has many meanings in English, but the Russian language has several words that could be used depending on the context. In this case, we will use the word for ball as a spherical object. The sentence is Я бросил мяч в корзину. Breakdown. Я. I pronounced Yabarosil. Bosil. Past tense masculine singular of Barositeri. Bosit. To throw, pronounced Brasil Mjache. Mjach. Ball, pronounced Mjach. Where. In pronounced V-K-O-R-Z-E-N-U. Kozinu. Basket, pronounced Kozinu. Translation. I threw the ball into the basket. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. Mya-che. Mya-ch. Is masculine, so the verb bero-se-te-yeri. Bero-sit. Is conjugated to match the gender, and tense, past tense, masculine singular. Prepositions. The preposition, there. Is used for motion into a place, similar to the English, into. Variations. Bero-se-te-yeri. Bero-sit. Can also mean to abandon, or give up on something. Mya-che. Mya-ch. Can also refer to a dance, or a gathering, similar to the English use of ball. Pronunciation guide. Brasil. Colon, Brasil. Mya-ch. Colon, Mya-ch. Colon, V. Kozinu. Colon, Kozinu. English, ball Russian. Mya-ch. Mya-ch. The next word is cry. The word, cry, in English can be used as a verb, or a noun. In Russian, the verb, to cry, is plakat. Pronounced, plakat. This verb is conjugated in the present tense like this. Я плачу. Я плачу. I cry теперь плачешь теперь. Ты плачешь. You cry on/ona/onoplachete. On/ona/onoplachet. He/she/it cries mjerupelachem. My plashem. We cry mjerupelacheteye. My plashit. You cry onipelachute. Oniplachet. They cry. Let's use the verb in a sentence. Маленький мальчик плачет, потому что потерял свою игрушку. Маленький мальчик плачет, потому что потерял свою игрушку. This sentence means, the little boy is crying, because he lost his toy. Breakdown of the sentence. Маленький. Pronounced, маленький, little. Мальчик. Pronounced, мальчик, boy. Плачет. Pronounced, плачет, cry, present tense, third person singular. Потому что. Pronounced, потому что, because. Потерял. Pronounced, потерял, lost. Past tense of. Терять. To lose. Свою. Pronounced, свою, his or her slash its. Игрушку. Pronounced, игрушку, toy. Let's look at the noun form. The Russian noun for cry is. Плач. Pronounced, плач. It is masculine. Here is an example of the noun used in a sentence. Ее плач был очень грустным. I плач был очень грустным. This sentence means, her cry was very sad. Breakdown of the sentence. Ее. Pronounced, I, her. Плач. Pronounced, плач, cry. Был. Pronounced, был, was, masculine, past tense. Очень. Pronounced, очень, very. Грустным. Pronounced, грустным, sad. English, cry, verb. Плакат. Плакат, English, cry, noun. Плач. Плач. The next word is introduction. Введение. is the Russian word for introduction. The v at the beginning of the word vidyennye means in, and vidyennye means leading. The ye at the end of the word vidyennye is pronounced like the English word ye in yes. The stress in the word vidyennye is on the first syllable. The word can be used in many different ways. Here is an example. Vidyennye v ruskiy yazyk. Translation: Introduction to the Russian Language. Breakdown. Vidyennye. Introduction. In. Ruskiy. Russian adjective. Yazyk. Language. Pronunciation guide. Vidyennye. VV9IE. V. Ruskiy. Ruskiy. Yazyk. Yazyk. Key concepts. Is a preposition that means in. Ruskiy. Is an adjective that means Russian. Yazyk. Is a noun that means language. Variations. Vidyennye can also be used as a noun meaning introduction or preface. For example, vidyennye ka knyige, introduction to the book. Vidyennye v deystvie, introduction to action or implementation. The next word is requirement. The requirement for a visa is proof of employment. Требование. Breakdown. Требование. Требование. Requirement. The noun is. Требование. A requirement, request, demand. Для. DLJA. For. Визы. Визы. Visa. Это. Это. This. That. It. Доказательство. Доказательство. Proof. Evidence. Трудоустройство. Трудоустройство. Employment. Key concepts. Требование. Is in the nominative case because it is the subject of the sentence. Это. Is a pronoun, which means it, in this context, and is in the nominative case. Доказательство is in the nominative case as it is the predicate nominative, it is the subject complement that renames the subject. Трудоустройство is in the genitive case because it is the object of the preposition. Для. This sentence is in the present tense. Remember to pay attention to the ending of the nouns in the genitive case, it changes depending on the gender of the word. In this case, трудоустройство is a neuter noun, which means the ending of the noun in the genitive case is я. English translation. Requirement. Требование. Требование. For. Для. DLJA. Visa. 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 This. Это. Это. Proof. Доказательство. Доказательство. Employment. Трудоустройство. Трудоустройство. The next word is north. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Солнце восходит на восток и заходит на запад. Breakdown. Солнце. Солнце, the sun. Восходит. Восходит, present tense, third person singular of the verb. Восходит. Восходит, to rise. На. На, on, in, indicates location. Востоки. Востоки, East, masculine noun. I, and. Nachholdit. Nachholdit, present tense, third person singular of the verb. Nachholdit. Nachholdit, to set. Na. Na, on, in, indicates location. Napagit. Napada, west, masculine noun. Key concept. The Russian language uses prepositions to indicate location. The preposition na, na is used to indicate location on or in something. Variations. Sivir. Sivir, north. Yug. Yug, south. English translation. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. The next word is confirm. The English word, confirm, can be translated into Russian as подтверждать. Подтверждать, which means, to confirm. Here is a sentence using the word. Он подтвердил, что приедет завтра. Он подтвердил, что приедет завтра. Breakdown. Он. On, he, pronoun, masculine, nominative case. Он. On, pronounced as, own. Подтвердил. Подтвердил, confirmed, verb, past tense, masculine, singular. Подтверждать. Подтверждать, pronounced as, part time NH not. Что. Chto, that, conjunction. Что. Chto, pronounced as chto. Приедет. Придет, will come, verb, future tense, third person, singular. Приезжат. Приезжат, pronounced as приезжат. Завтра. Завтра, tomorrow, adverb. Завтра. Завтра, pronounced as завтра. Translation. He confirmed that he will come tomorrow. Key concepts. The verb. Подтверждать. Is an irregular verb, so it's important to learn its different forms. The word order in Russian is different from English, so it's important to pay attention to the placement of words in a sentence. Variations. You can also use the verb. Убеждать. Убеждать, which means, to convince, to express a similar meaning. Pronunciation. The stress in the word. Подтверждать. Подтверждать, is on the second syllable. Подтвердить. English translation, and pronunciation. Confirm. Подтверждать. Подтверждать, pronounced as, part-time NH-not. The next word is senior. The word, senior, can be used as a noun, or an adjective. As a noun, it can refer to a person, who is older than someone else. As an adjective, it describes something related to older people, or something that is higher in rank than something else. Here is an example sentence with the word, senior, as a noun in the sentence. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence. Старший брат заботится о младшей сестре. Старший. Pronounced старший, senior, is the nominative case form of the masculine adjective. Старший. The nominative case is the form of a word when it is the subject of the sentence. Brat. Pronounced. Brat, brother, is the nominative case form of the noun. Brat. Zabotitsa. Pronounced. Zabotitsa, takes care of, is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Zabotitsa. O. Pronounced. O, About is a preposition used to show the object of the verb. Mladší. Pronounced mladšie, younger, is the instrumental case form of the feminine adjective. Mladší. The instrumental case is often used to show the instrument of the action, but also can show the person or thing being acted upon. Sestrie. Pronounced sestry, sister, is the instrumental case form of the noun. Sestra. English translation. The older brother takes care of his younger sister. Now here is an example sentence with the word senior as an adjective in the sentence. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence. Starší. Manager. Prinner. Vážnaje. Rešenie. Starší. Pronounced starší, senior, is the nominative case form of the masculine adjective. Starší. Manager. Pronounced manager, manager, is the nominative case form of the noun. Manager. Prinner. Pronounced prinial, took, is the masculine past tense form of the verb. Принимать. Важное. Pronounced важно, important, is the nominative case form of the masculine adjective. Важное. Решение. Pronounced решение, decision, is the nominative case form of the noun. Решение. English translation. The senior manager made an important decision. Remember that starší can be used to refer to either a person or a thing. For example, you could say starší class. Pronounced starší class, senior class. Senior, pronounced senior. Starší, pronounced starší. The next word is photo. Hash hash. Photographie. Mie. Семьи. Visit. На. Стене. Breakdown. Photographie. A photographia, photograph. This is the noun form of the word. A common noun is a general word that names a person, place, or thing. It is a feminine noun in Russian. This means that you will use the feminine form of the adjective, as shown in this sentence. Мои. Мои, my. This is the possessive adjective form of мой. Мой, which means my. The possessive adjective is used to show ownership. Семьи. Семьи, family. This is a noun. This noun is feminine, as indicated by the I ending. Visit. Roman 6 sit, hands. This is the present tense, third person singular form of the verb. Visit. Roman 6 set, which means to hang. The third person singular form is used when talking about he, she, or it. На. На, on. This is a preposition that tells you where something is located. Стене. Стена, wall. This is a noun, and it is feminine, as indicated by the е ending. Translation. The photograph of my family hangs on the wall. Pronunciation guide. Фотография. A photographia. Моей. Марай. Семьи. Семьи. Висит. Roman 6 sit. На. На. Стене. Стайнай. The next word is still. The word still in English can have a variety of meanings, and we'll explore some of them in the context of Russian. 1. Still, expressing continued action. Он все еще спит. Breakdown. Он, he, pronoun. Все. Visio, all, everything, pronoun. Еще. Yes, Cho, still, yet, adverb. Spit. Spit, sleeps, verb in present tense. Meaning, he is still sleeping. Key concept, the adverb. Еще. Emphasizes that the action of sleeping continues. 2. Still, as a synonym for, quiet.
Будьте тише, дети.
Она все еще спит. Breakdown.
Будьте.
But, be, imperative, plural.
Тише.
Тише, quieter, comparative adjective.
Дети.
Дети, children, noun, plural. Она. Она, she, pronoun. Все. Visio, all, everything, pronoun. Еще. Yes, Cho, still, yet, adverb.
Spit.
Spit, sleeps, verb in present tense. Meaning, be quiet, children, she is still sleeping. Key concept. Еще. Indicates the continued state of sleeping, implying quietness. 3. Still, as a synonym for, however.
Я устал, но все еще хочу гулять.
Breakdown. I, pronoun.
Устал.
Устал, tired, adjective. No, but, conjunction. Все. Visio, all, everything, pronoun. Еще. Yes, Cho, still, yet, adverb.
Хочу.
Хочу, want, verb in present tense.
Гулять.
Гулять, to walk, verb in infinitive. Meaning, I am tired, but I still want to walk. Key concept.
Еще.
Connects two contrasting ideas, showing a persisting desire, despite tiredness. Pronunciation.
Еще.
Yes, Cho, the, yeah, at the beginning of the word is pronounced similar to the, e, in the English word, bed. The, chair, is a soft, ch, sound, similar to the, ch, in the English word, chair. Translation. Still.
Еще.
Yes, Cho. The next word is refuse. The word, refuse, is a verb meaning to decline, or reject something. In Russian, the verb otekazateyeri, hi, otkazat, hi, is a very common, and versatile verb meaning, to refuse. It can be used to refuse a request, decline an offer, or simply say no to something. Let's look at an example sentence. Onaotekazaelayemuvepoemoshchae. Onarot kazalarimu vipomoshchae. Breakdown. Ona. Owner. She, the subject pronoun, meaning, she. The, o, in. Owner. Is pronounced like the, o, in, hot. Otekazaela. Otkazala. Refused, this is the past tense, feminine singular form of the verb. Otkazat. Hi. The. A. At the end of the verb, hi, otkazala, is pronounced like the, in, father, yemu, emu. To him, this is the dative case of the pronoun on. On. He, meaning, to him, the, e, in, emu, is pronounced like the, e, in, bed. Vepoemoshchae. Vepoemoshchae. In help, This is a prepositional phrase meaning, in help. M, O, in. Pomoshche. Is pronounced like M, O, in, hot. M, I, at the end of. Pomoshche. Is pronounced like M, I, in, machine. Translation. She refused him help. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, verbs agree with their subjects in gender and number. Here, the verb отказала is feminine singular to agree with the subject. Owner. She. Dative case. The dative case is used to show the indirect object of a verb. In this sentence, emu is in the dative case because it is the recipient of the refusal. Variations. Oteka me yeruve ate yeri, hi, otkazimat, hi, to refuse, this is the infinitive form of the verb. Oteka me. Otkaz. Refusal, this is the noun form of the verb. Pronunciation. Refuse, ri stress fju lengthened me, oteka me ate yeri, hi, otkazat. Hi, Schwati stress K Z Schwati O N R. Owner. Turn A stress N A M U. Emu. Small cap I stress M U. Vepe O M O S H A E. V Pomoshche. FP turn A stress M open or S lengthened small cap I. The next word is transport. The sentence is. Студенты используют общественный транспорт, чтобы добраться до университета. Breakdown. Студенты. Pronounced STU stress the open ANTI, students, nominative plural. Используют. Pronounced small cap IS stress the open or LJUJ letter 288, use, present tense. Third person plural. Общественный. Pronounced stress open or BS small cap ISTV small cap IN lengthened small cap IJ, public. Transport. Pronounced TR turned AN stress SP open or RT, transport. Чтобы. Pronounced stress STO lengthened B schwa, in order to. Добраться. Pronounced D turned A stress B R T symbol 361 S schwa, to get to, infinitive. Dwo. Pronounced na, to. Университета. Pronounced UN small cap I V small cap I R S small cap I stress T open air T schwa, university, genitive case. The sentence means, students use public transport to get to the university. Key concepts. Gender and case. Russian nouns have gender and case. Transport. Is masculine, and it is in the nominative case here, because it is the subject of the verb. Университета. Is masculine, but it is in the genitive case, because it follows the preposition. Дво. Prepositions. The preposition. Дво. Always takes the genitive case. Infinitives. The infinitive form of verbs in Russian ends in. Temyak is nak. Variations. Transport. Can also be used in singular form. For example. Студент использует транспорт, чтобы добраться до университета. The student uses transport to get to the university. You can replace общественный with other adjectives like личный, personal, or частный, private. Pronunciation guide. Студенты. Stress on the first syllable. Сту rhymes with to, then rhymes with then, and tie rhymes with T. Используют. Stress on the second syllable. Is rhymes with is. Pole rhymes with pole. Y is like the E in C.
and ut rhymes with put.
Общественный.
Stress on the second syllable. Ob rhymes with orb. She rhymes with she. STV sounds like the scent in street, and N rhymes with N.
Transport.
Stress on the second syllable. Tran rhymes with train. Sport is the same as the English word.
Чтобы.
Stress on the first syllable. CH is pronounced like the CH in church. To rhymes with toe, and by rhymes with be.
Добраться.
Stress on the second syllable. Do rhymes with do. Bra rhymes with bra. Tsa rhymes with tsa. And ya is like the ya in yacht.
Draw.
Stress on the only syllable. It is pronounced like the English word do.
Университет.
Stress on the fourth syllable. Uni rhymes with uni. Ver rhymes with fur. C rhymes with C. T rhymes with te. And ta rhymes with ta.
English. Transport.
Transport. Pronounced tr turned an stress sp open or rt. The next word is emerge. The sun emerged from behind the clouds.
Солнце вышло из-за туч.
Breakdown. S-O-L-N-T-S-E. Солнце. The sun, this is a noun, so it will always be in the nominative case, because it is the subject of the sentence. It is pronounced as солнце.
Вырушало.
Вышло. Emerged, this is a verb in the past tense, singular, neuter gender. The pronunciation is vishlo. The verb veyerucha or veyeteyeri.
Vyherdit.
To emerge can be used in many different forms, such as veyeruikratkoyeteyete.
Vyedit.
Will emerge, future tense veyerucha or veyete.
Vyherdit.
Emerges, present tense. Veyerucha or veyete.
My phobi.
Emerge, imperative form, informal.
Veyerucha o veyeteye.
My phobite. Emerge, imperative form, formal.
Veyerucha o veya.
My phobia. Emerging, present participle.
Veyerucha ye veshae ikratkoye.
Vishidshie. Having emerged, past participle. Is-a. From behind, this is a preposition that means, from behind, the pronunciation is-a.
Teuche.
Touch. Clouds, this is a noun in the genitive case, which is required by the preposition is-a. The pronunciation is touche. Translation. S-O-L-N-T-S-E-E.
Солнце.
Sun. Солнце
вырушало.
Вышло. Emerged. Вышло из-за.
Из-за.
From behind. Из-за
теуче.
Touch. Clouds. Touche. The next word is map. Hash hash.
Карта.
Города.
Очень.
Подробное. Breakdown.
Карта.
Pronounced, карта, this is the noun, map, in the nominative case. The nominative case is used for the subject of the sentence.
Города.
Pronounced, города, this is the noun, city, in the genitive case. The genitive case is often used to show possession. Think of the city.
Очень.
Pronounced, очень, this is the adverb, very. It modifies the adjective, detailed.
Подробное.
Pronounced, подробное, this is the adjective, detailed, in the nominative case. The nominative case is used to describe the subject of the sentence.
Meaning. The map of the city is very detailed. Variations. Carter. Pronounced Carter, the word Carter can be used for any type of map. Podrobnui. Pronounced Podrobnai, the masculine form of the adjective detailed. Podrobnaya. Pronounced Podrobnaya, the feminine form of the adjective detailed. Podrobnaya. Pronounced Podrobno, the neuter form of the adjective detailed. Translation. Karta. Map. Groda. City. Ochin. Very. Подробная. Detailed. The next word is concept. Hash hash. Концепция. Этого. Фима. Основана. На. Реальном. Случае. Breakdown. Концепция. Концепция. Feminine noun, concept. Этого. Этого. Masculine singular, of this, this. Фима. Film. Masculine noun, film. Основана. Основана. Feminine past participle, is based. На. На. Preposition, on. Реальном. Реальном. Masculine adjective, real. Случае. Случай. Masculine noun, case, incident. Meaning, the concept of this film is based on a real case. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have genders, masculine, feminine, neuter. This influences the declension of the noun, and the form of the adjectives, and pronouns that agree with them. Here, концепция is feminine and фильм is masculine. Case. Nouns change their form depending on their role in the sentence. This is called case. The word концепция is in the nominative case, subject of the verb, and фильма is in the genitive case, possession. Past participle. The past participle, like основана, functions as an adjective, and agrees with the noun in gender, number and case. Pronunciation. Концепция. Концепция. Этого. Этого. Фильма. Фильма. Основана. Основана. На. На. Реальном. Реальном. Случае. Случае. Translation. Concept. Концепция. Концепция. The next word is island. Hash hash. Остров. Остров. Остров is the Russian word for island. The sentence. На острове растут пальмы. На острове растут пальмы. Breakdown. На. На. This is the preposition, on, or, in, and it indicates location. Pronunciation. На. Острове. Острове. This is the prepositional case form of остров. Island. Pronunciation. Остров. Растут. Растут.
This is the present tense third person plural form of the verb. Asti. To grow. It implies that the palm trees are growing on the island. Pronunciation. Rastat. Palmu. Palmu. This is the plural form of palma. Palm tree. Pronunciation. Palmi. Translation. Palm trees grow on the island. Key concepts. Prepositions. Prepositions are crucial for indicating relationships between words in a sentence. Ne is a common preposition that indicates location. Case. Russian nouns have different forms depending on their role in a sentence. The prepositional case is used after prepositions. Plural forms. Nouns in Russian have singular and plural forms. Variations. The word ostrov can be used in other grammatical cases as well. Ostrova. Island. Ostrovu. To the island, etc. English to Russian. Island. Ostrov. Ostrov. The next word is reform. The Russian word for reform is reforma. Pronounced reforma. The word is feminine, so it takes the feminine ending a, like the English word reform. Here is a sentence using the word. Vrasi vodna tu sajdivat sort simnat sat godu prizashla revolutsia. Katoraya privila kara yikala reform obshistva. Vrasi. Pronounced VRSEE equals in Russia. Vodna tu sajdivat sort simnat sat godu. Pronounced V1917.00 equals in 1917. Произошла. Pronounced произошла equals happened. Революция. Pronounced революция equals revolution. Которая. Pronounced которая equals which. Привела. Pronounced привела equals led to. Ka. Pronounced K equals to. Radikalnoi. Pronounced radikalnoi equals radical. Reformi. Pronounced reformi equals reform. Obshistva. Pronounced obshtva equals society. The sentence means, in Russia in 1917, a revolution occurred that led to a radical reform of society. The word reforma can also be used as a verb. For example, you could say Pravitelstvo reformirует систему образования. Pravitelstvo. Pronounced Pravitelstva equals government. Reformirует. Pronounced reformirует equals reforms. Systemu. Pronounced CSTEMU equals system. Образование. Pronounced образование equals education. This means, the government is reforming the education system. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have gender. Masculine, feminine, or neuter. You must use the correct form of the adjective or verb that agrees with the noun's gender. The noun reforma is feminine. Case, Russian nouns have six cases. Nominative, genitive, dative, accusative, instrumental, and prepositional. The case of a noun determines its function in a sentence and how it interacts with other words. Tense, Russian verbs conjugate, change form, to show tense, person, and number. You must learn the different verb conjugations to speak and write Russian correctly. Pronunciation tips. Stress. Stress in Russian is unpredictable and must be learned for each word. The word reforma is stressed on the second syllable. Soft sign, the soft sign. Mark is knock. At the end of words like reformer. Make the preceding consonant soft. It is usually pronounced as a Y sound at the end of a word, but it does not have a sound of its own. Palatalization. Many Russian consonants, especially at the end of words, have a palatalized sound, which is a sound like a combination of the consonant and a Y. English translation. Reform. Reformer. Reformer.